That's all right, we'll be able. Okay. Well, go ahead and we'll say a word of prayer, and then we'll get started. We've been Hebrews chapter 10, I know that for sure.
Okay.
And I think we had finished it, and we're gonna start back there. It did go into chapter 11. We just kind of reviewed just a little bit there. We're going to chapter 11. Okay. I'll wait till everyone's ready. Yeah. But your question was if you were seeing it, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so one of my friends here, they wanted to see you there. We can ready to start. So once I pray, we'll go ahead and get ready to start here. And then remember, Delana, you had a question, which was a good question, but you asked it after, and I was like, that was something you should ask before. Good question. All right. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and we'll get started with the word of prayer. Father God, we just glorify you. As always, we just count it a privilege and honor, as always, to present ourselves to you. First of all, we love you because you first loved us, and you sent your Son, who is our Savior, the only process by which we have access to you. And we just glorify you for him. We thank you that you are just an awesome God, and we count it a privilege to be in the days that we're in where you're giving us understanding of the Scriptures. In the name of Yehoshua, we pray. Amen. Okay. Okay. So now, I just make sure you say what everyone here, we got people here via the internet as well as some form of social media, whether it's conference call or whatever. Ask the question that you had asked me after the end of this lesson on last week, and then we'll answer that question, and we will move into chapter 11. Okay.
So he
had made a statement, he said, if we don't live by faith, we can go back into our own destruction.
And so I
want
to know, how do you live by faith?
That was your question. Okay. Now, and so we'll answer that, because it was based upon verse, I think it was around verse 23 when I made that statement. So we'll go back up to verse 21, because we know Christ is our high priest, correct? He's our high priest of the heavenly tabernacle. Okay, and so we'll just start at verse 21. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21. It says, and having an high priest over the house of God. We know the high priest is Christ. Okay, Yehoshua, Jesus Christ. Then it says, let us draw near with a true heart. Okay, in all full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, because we know that Christ was the sacrifice, also a sacrifice, the high priest of the sacrifice. Christ died for us once and for all, and from that perspective, there is no need for another sacrifice concerning our sins, like our nation did back when we had the earthly tabernacle. So
we can draw near now to Yah. Okay? Because verse 21 says, and let us draw near, verse 21 says, having a high priest over the house of Yah. So whose house is it? It's the Father, Yah's house. Okay? Let us draw near now. Let us draw near to Yah through Christ. He is the focus. I can't say that enough. I'm going to pound that in and to everyone understand it. Christ, Yahushua, they say Jesus, he is very important to this whole thing. He's the high priest. He's the sacrifice. He's king. He's very important. The Father is the source that made it all possible. Christ is the avenue whereby it happens. Yah said, I'm going to make this possible for all men, and I'm going to use Christ as the unlimited source. I'm going to stick with avenue and source. Yah is the source. Christ is the avenue or the process by which it happens. Okay? We always want to keep things in that proper perspective. We worship God. We worship God. There is only one God, and that is Yah, who has a son that he sent and made all of this possible for us to come boldly through the Father. Not boldly to Christ, boldly to the Father, because Christ made that possible. We understand that now, okay? So we worship Yah. We don't worship the Son. The Son is glorified in the Father. But I want to get us where we're supposed to be, because Christ intended for all of his actions to make us be able to be drawn near to the Father through him. We have to understand that, okay? Now, verse 21 now says, and having high priest over the house of Yah, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Why? Because Christ is the ultimate sacrifice. He is the only sacrifice. He is a perfect sacrifice that made us able to go to the Father or to get to the Father. And we can have full assurance now. So I don't have to say now or feel guilty about praying and having access to the Father, because I understand what the Son has done, has made available for me, or has given each one of us the opportunity to walk in or to be bold concerning. I can go boldly to Yah and pray, knowing that he is not looking at an unrighteous man. Because I know the sacrifice has been made for my sins. I believe in the process by which the Father sent the Son to do it. Therefore, I can go boldly, have a clear conscience, knowing that I don't have anything to hinder me from going to my Father. Because his Son, or I'll say it, my Savior, or my elder brother, because we have the same Father, has made it possible. He's my Savior. He's our Savior. Okay. Now, again, it says, let us draw near, verse 22, Hebrews 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance. I want to look at the word full assurance. Verse 23. Verse 22. When you look at the heart is cardian, if you can see it here. And you can see the definition. It says heart, i.e., thoughts or feelings, mind. So when you look at the heart, it's dealing with the mind, because that's what a conscience is. Okay? Heart, mind, with full assurance. When you look at the word full assurance, it means confidence. I can draw to my Father with full confidence then. Why? Because I have a Savior who's made it possible. I don't have to go by my mistakes. I don't have to look at all my wrongdoings when I go to Yah. I can go bold and knowing that the Son has washed me clean. I have no fault when I go before my Father. That's why each day I get up and I go to him boldly, knowing who I am in the Son. I am the righteousness of Yah. in the Son, through the Son, so I can wake up in the morning and I can go boldly to my Father and pray and have full assurance that He hears His Son. Complete confidence. I have no conscience. You know, I'll use this for an example. I'm using my sister this time here. Being her to have a thought I drag out fight or whatever today, and I can get up tomorrow and go full assurance to my Father, Yah, knowing that I am righteous because of what Christ made me. At the same time, I know that's the thing we got to straighten out. Because there are other scriptures that come into play that say if you have all against your brother before you give your gift or before you do other things, then you have to forgive. So a lot of times we try to run to Yah, we have issues with other people. Oh, I have to go there. I have to just go there to confirm what I just said. Mark 11. You know, people like to pray and ask Yah for things, but Yah has a process by which these things take place. And since we're on the topic, Yah just leads. I love how Yah leads me. He leads me to places to confirm. I remember the question that Delana asked. What is faith? Now, let's deal with this. So, Hebrews 11, verse 22. I don't want to deal with anything because you read Mark 11 on your own. I said Hebrews, Mark 11. Mark 11, verse 22. Okay? This is going to coincide with the question that Delana asked me. We jump into chapter 11 and start to deal with it. Okay? Mark 11, verse 22. It says, and Yehoshua answered and said unto them, have faith in God. You remember the question that the Lord asked? What is having faith in God?
What is living by faith?
Okay. The question was? Mm-hmm. Because you knew what having faith in God was. Because I remember I asked myself, okay, well, what is faith? You said having trust in God. That's what she said. She said, so, okay, my question is, how do you live that way? Okay. Now, we're going to answer the question. First of all, Yehoshua said in Mark 11, verse 22, and Yehoshua answered and said unto them, have faith in Yah, trust, complete trust in Yah. You remember the example that I used, and I said, okay, I think I used Janice. I said, okay, if she turn around, I said, just fall back and I'll catch you. And she just fall back and completely lean on me, just fall completely back, trusting that I will catch her. They give us a general idea, or somewhat of an idea of what trusting in Yah. It is completely relying on Him. And that's why I make statement that I don't put my faith in anything but Yah. When you look at it in its purest form, okay? I trust all of you to a certain perspective, but I'm not going to put my life on the line trusting you. Because you're human, you may have the heart to do everything that's necessary to make sure I'm protected. But because you're human, we all have flaws and things like that. So although I know you mean me well, I'm not going to put all my complete assurance in you. And you shouldn't do the same with me. But you can do that to Yah. Regardless of what goes on, I put my complete assurance or confidence in Yah. I am completely confident in whatever Yah tells me to do, whatever He leads me to do. Now you said, how do we live by faith? The scripture says the just shall live by faith. How do we live that way? Each day, at all times, I have complete confidence in Yah. It is my lifestyle. It is how I live. It is my action every day. So when I get up, my perspective is not, okay, Lon, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You know, just leading my life by my own perspective. My whole perspective or my whole confidence when it comes down to my livelihood, whatever that may be. You can have jobs, but your livelihood should be in Yah. Your confidence should be in Yah, that He takes care of you even though you have the job. You know, Yah's your source. He's the avenue by which all your needs are being He's the source by which all of your needs are being met. It's just that that job is an avenue. So I don't ever get concerned about that job because I know the source comes from the Most High. So the same way that can be an avenue, another job can be an avenue. Because my trust is in Yah. So I don't get stressed out about a job because my source is Yah. As long as I have confidence in the source and I live by that source, then he is now responsible for my life, and you know, and all things will always turn out according to his will for me. And so therefore I have complete confidence in him that whichever way life happens to me is always for my benefit. That's living by faith. I live this way. I don't practice church. I don't teach this, and then once it's said and once we're finished now, I go to live it some other way. What you see with me is what you get everywhere, on Facebook, and here, out there. Whatever you see with me is what you're going to see across the board, because it is how I live on a daily basis. So you're not going to see me say something on Facebook that I won't say in here. I live it. I live by that. And from that perspective, it puts us all in a position now where, because we live by faith or have full assurance or confidence in him, knowing that we're righteous because of what he has done for each one of us. The just shall live by faith. What does just mean? What does just mean? Justification. As if I haven't done anything, in a simple perspective. And else you can give a definition to truth something else. In a simple perspective, if when I say the just shall live by faith, I have been redeemed by Christ. He died for my sins. So I live by my assurance now or confidence in Yah. Listen, confidence in Yah. So, verse 22 of Mark 11 says, and Yehoshua answered said to them, have faith in Yah. But verily I say to you that whosoever shall have faith in Yah, but you got to keep that as your focal point, from every part of the sentence, every sentence after that has to be Yah in focus, or Yah in focus when we're talking about this faith. So I have faith in Yah, and because I have faith in Yah, I go to verse 22, and I can say something since I have faith in Yah. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Why? Because he have faith in Yah. So since it's assurance, or since our assurance or confidence is in Yah, I'm not going to be trying to move no mountain or say something that he hadn't led me to say. We'll see that when we get in Hebrews 11. A person who has faith is someone who doesn't move. I'm going to have to say it this way. A person who truly has faith is someone who is not led by their own conscience. When you truly have faith, it's in Yah. That faith is in someone. Well, I just believe in myself. You're not going to accomplish a whole lot. But I promise you there are circumstances that will make yourself not have such confidence in yourself. But with my confidence or your confidence being in Yah, it doesn't matter what the circumstance is, it will stay the same because my confidence is in the source that is perfect and the source that makes no mistakes. And the source that looks at everything from all angles and makes the right choices regardless of how I feel personally about it. So with my faith in him, then I say. And because my faith in him, I don't say anything. Just, innocent, holy, righteous. The righteous shall live by faith. In what? Yah. Who? Yah. Not just living by faith, not just going out there saying, well, you know what, I'm just going to go, I'm going to go in this building because I'm just going to walk by faith, believe they're going to hire me today. Now, my faith is in Yah. My faith is not going in there saying they're going to hire me today. My faith is in Yah. So it's not about whether they hire me or not. He's still going to be my need. He's the source. Just trying to get us in the right perspective where it is. So you look at verse 23, it says, "For verily I say unto you," this is talking about somebody who is mature enough to understand that just because you have faith, you can't just go around thinking you can move buildings. It says mountains in this scripture. I don't say unless Yah leads me to say in faith. I don't move mountains. Can't just move a mountain just because I'm someone who has faith in Yah, but I have to have assurance in what I'm saying that Yah is going to back up what I say. See, a lot of things we ask for amiss are the wrong reasons. Because the scripture said we're trying to consume them up on our love. There are some things that not happening because we just lusting for it. Or are we asking for the wrong reasons? Okay. Now, verse 23 says, Mark 11, "For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." Verse 24, "Therefore I say to you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Most church people, most church folks stop at that scripture right there at verse 24, and they start shouting, and they give their money, and they go home, and then they start saying, "Everything I can say, all my desires I can have, so I want this, and I want that, and I want this, and I want that, because I can get all my desires, because the scripture said, I can have everything I want." Not what it's saying. First thing he says that my faith is in Yah. Now, a mature person who has faith in Yah, they are completely relying on Yah. They are completely relying upon Yah. They are completely relying upon Yah, so they don't go out and just desire everything, because their goal now is to lean on the one faith, to lean, to have full assurance of confidence in the one who we live for. So because of that, now my perspective on what I pray for is different. I very seldom ask Yah for things. I very seldom ask Yah for a certain desire. Now I do, but I'm saying I very seldom do that because I know that if I have faith in Him, He always gives me what's best for me. Seek Him first, His righteousness, He add all things to me. Matthew 6, verse 33. If I seek Him first and His righteousness, just shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. Full assurance, complete confidence in God. Then the scripture says He'll add all things to me. The verse leading to verse 33 in Matthew chapter 6, he said, "Don't get stressed out about your life." Why is life stressing you out? I've said this before, but say it again. When life stresses us out, it is the gauge to let us know that we don't have faith in Yah. Because it's supposed to cast those anxieties. "Cast your cares on me, for I care for you." That's what the scripture says. So when I'm stressing out about life, then it is the game. Let me know that my trust is not there. Okay. Verse 24. "Therefore I say to you, what things ever you desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." Continue reading. "And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have all against any." Why? Colon. Here is why: that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespass. Verse 26. "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespass." So Yah is saying, okay, before you start thinking all your desires are going to come to pass based upon your faith, then you think you got issues with people, and you think you're gonna walk in, you pick up the justice, probably someone just, you think you're gonna have issues with people, and you're gonna walk in this righteousness, you're gonna have all your desires met. That's why I tell people a lot of times, when you got issues with people, you know, if the thing is not in right perspective, if the issues are going on with you, then guess what? You're getting yourself. So it's just important for us to understand these things. So when you look at this here, our faith is in Yah. We understand, that's why I read this here, because I used the example of having issues with my sister. That's why I don't hold issues. I will confront things, but once I say what I got to say, I'm done with it, because I understand this scripture here. I understand that I can't hold on to stuff, because when I hold on to it, that means y'all going to hold on to mine. Just, you have issues. You won't forgive this individual. Y'all said, neither will I forgive you. So that's why I don't like holding on to things. I'll say things, and then, you know, a lot of times people are like, okay, how can you, man, he just completely went off on me, and why right now is he talking 5 minutes later like nothing happened? Because I understand this scripture, that I can't hold things. If I hold it, then it means my life is in it. So I have to forgive. In other words, I don't forget what was said to me, it's just I choose not to make it an issue. That's what forgiving is. I remember arguments. I've had probably some kind of disagreement with all of you in here, and some probably in some form of social media. I probably had some kind of disagreement in one fashion or another, but I don't hold on to it because I understand that principle. You all probably had disagreements with me, but once we have a disagreement and I lay it out, I'm done with it. Shoot, I'll see you 5 minutes later. Hey, what's up? Because I understand that I can't. I remember what happened. I'm just not gonna let it be an issue. So I'm taking, put that in my memory bank. Yeah, I remember what happened, you know, last Friday at 2 o'clock, and I'm gonna hold on to that for the next 10 days. Y'all say, yeah, you hold on to it. Why can't you hold on to yours? But it's highly important that we do it. Okay. Now, just looking at that, understanding why we should let things go, we're back to verse 22. Let me get out of this chapter, man. Verse 22 says, let us draw near with a true heart in all full assurance of faith, having our heart sprinkled from an evil conscience. Okay? My conscience is not evil, and our body is washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the perfection the confession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. It lets us know that we can, and that's what she, when she asked the question, it lets us know that we can start out one way, but it don't mean that we're going to end up that way. So the scripture says, hold on to it. What we profess, we need to hold fast to it. Let us hold it as a prized possession of our faith. Faith in what? Yah. That is the most valuable thing I have in life. Yah. He is my prized possession. That's my prized possession. I hold on to that tighter than I will anything. I'll let anything go for Yah. You do the same. Okay? And so when you look at now, Verse 23, it says, let us hold fast. I'm trying to get out of here, but he won't let me. Let us hold fast. When you look at the hold fast, it means to hold down. Okay? To keep in memory. Possess, retain, see, stay, withhold. All these are words that show a strong will to hold on to what you have. When you look at the hold fast, the profession, it means the acknowledgement. If you profess this here, hold on. I said, if you profess that you have faith in me, then hold on to that by all means necessary. Without wavering. The word wavering means not leaning. Meaning what? Since we have faith in Yah, what is that? Full assurance, we lean. You remember the example that I used? We lean on Yah. Yah said, when you waver, you lean away from me. That's what wavering is. A person who is wavering is someone who at that particular moment, they are leaning away from trusting Yah. That's why I said anxiety, stress, all these different things are gauges to let us know that we are leaning away from Yah. We're wavering. Okay? And this is why we don't waver, because the scripture says He is faithful, that promise. He's going to bring it to pass exactly what He said. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. Verse 26, I just want to get out of chapter now. Verse 26 says, oh, that's a lot, isn't it? I don't want to read all of them since we've dealt with it last week. So let's just skip down to, because that's actually verse 38 is what we really dealt with. So let's just go to verse 38, okay? Since we dealt with these other things, because that's the question what she asked. I just thought it much higher than what. Much higher than what was necessary, but Yah led us there. Okay. Now, verse 38 says, now the just shall live by faith. Remember, Elder said that the just was someone who is righteous, holy, these, those who lean or put their trust in Yah. The righteous shall live by faith. When you look at the word live here, let's just define it. The just shall live. The word live is Zoe in a nutshell. Okay? Zoe, I'll just keep it that way. It means lifestyle or life. To live. The just shall live this way. By faith, when you look at faith, it means credit, moral conviction. Okay? Moral conviction of truth or the truthfulness of Yah. Okay? Reliance upon. It says Christ for salvation because this is what it's referring to. Just to live by faith. Have faith in Yah. But it's through Christ. Okay? Believe. Assurance. That's what faith is. Okay? But it's in Yah. Have faith in Yah. As verse 20, Mark 11 verse 22 says. Verse 38 again, but just to live by faith. If any man draw back, why? Because it lets us know that living, the option of living by faith is someone who wavers. What is wavering? Leaning away from Yah. Not having confidence in Yah. But the scripture says the just shall live by faith. Then he let us know what not living by faith is, because the colon is there. Verse 38 again, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, he is not living by faith. I'm saying he, I'm not talking about a sex here, I'm not talking about gender, I'm talking about general. If any man be in Christ, that is female too. So the just shall live by faith. If any draw back. If anyone draw back, how do we draw back? When we refuse to quit relying, trusting, and putting our complete confidence in Yah. Yah said, if we're not doing it, then we're not living. If you're not living, he tells us what happens. I have no pleasure in you. Yah said, anyone who puts their confidence in something else beside him, he said, don't worry about me. Don't worry about trying to please me. I just told you how to please Yah. We please Yah by having complete assurance in everything that he has said concerning his word, and whatever he says to us, we put complete assurance in that. We put our complete reliance up on that. Yah said, now you're living this way. Get up each day to live by faith. How do you live by faith? Trust in Yah. Get up each day and say, make this a part of your prayer. Get up each day and say, Yah, I trust you. I trust you. I have to say it the way it just came up in my spirit. I'm a perfectionist at it. I get up each day and I say, "Y'all, this spoon is now awakened." Foolish thing. That's what I'm talking about. This foolish thing, I don't say this this way, but I'm just letting you know my mindset. I'm being transparent with you. This foolish thing is now awakened, and if you don't lead him, he's going to mess up. Because without you, I am nothing. Without you leading me, and I'm relying on you on a daily basis, I am going to draw away from you. I'm going to turn away from you. You got to deal with me. You got to deal with me on a daily basis. You got to leave me on a daily basis. Because if you not, if you don't, you have created a nut. You know what you put in me. I have to get up each day now and live by faith. I have to have full assurance that Yah is leading me on a daily basis. Because if I don't, I'm not gonna stay faithful if I don't wake up each day and put my trust in him. If I wake up one morning and say, "Okay, I'm good, I got it, everything is fine, you know, I'm this great man of God. I've got it. I got control of everything." Man, I'm just tell everything that day. But I get up each day and I say, "Okay, yeah. Deliver me from temptation." My Father, which art in heaven, the Lord's Prayer, so to speak. Thy will be done. That's why I tell you to pray it every day. It's a perfect prayer. Christ told our Savior. Look what it says. Our Father, I give it trust. My Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are my source. Thy kingdom come. I don't get up talking about God. What about me? What about me? Am I lit? I get up, my Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, because I'm probably going to do something dumb today. As we forgive those who trespass against us, lead us not into temptation, because I'm a foolish thing, and I'm going to do something dumb, ignorant, and stupid, as mama say. So each day I get up and say, "Lord, deliver me from temptation, because if you don't, I'm stupid. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power, and thine is the glory, forever. Amen." There's nothing else in there about me. Then I'm saying, "Lord, okay, I get up today, bless for a new car, a new house, and a whole lot of money, and all this kind of stuff. I need some goalkeepers. Lord, I need this. I need everything. Lord, who I want to go shopping, and I want to buy everything in the mall, Lord. Just let me go down the road and find $1 million check, Lord, because you know what? I need to go on vacation because I'm tired, Lord. My car is hurting up. Now I don't worry about all this stuff. My Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That kingdom come. That will be done. That's all I care about. Complete reliance up on him to get through the day. Every day. The just shall live by faith. So don't pray that prayer. I encourage you to pray it every day. But don't pray that prayer out of a traditional point of view. Understand that you're getting up each day and you're saying, "Yeah, I'm coming to you boldly. My conscience is clear. Lead me on a daily basis. I am the just, y'all. I believe in the Son. I live by faith. Guide me." That's what you're praying when you pray that prayer. Guide me on a daily basis. Let your will be done on a daily basis. I have no idea. Now, I have ideas, but my trust is so much in Yah, I believe he gave me everyone. I'm sorry, but you're talking to a slave. I'm a bondman to the Father, through the Father. I am a reborn slave, and I love it, every minute of it. I love my master. The just shall live by faith. Verse 38.
Now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If any man draw away from me and not walk by faith through the Son, I have no pleasure in him. And we'll find out what happens when he has no pleasure. Verse 39, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition. It tells us what we call who draw back. What is perdition? Let's look at the word. Anyone who doesn't depend on Yah is going to do this. Okay? Perdition now. Perdition is defined as ruin or loss. Anyone who doesn't trust in Yah will go into ruin or loss. I'm not talking about you lost your car, your house, and all that. That's material thing. I'm talking about you losing your soul, your mental state. Anyone who doesn't trust in Yah on a daily basis will come to ruin, will come to loss. It is vitally important for each one of us, and I'm preaching this with a zeal because it's very important. It is vitally important for each one of us to get up each day and to profess our faith in Yah and live by faith, because if we don't, we're going to draw away from it, and when we draw away from it, we're going to end up in loss or ruin. That's why I say anxiety, stress, and all these things are the gates to let us know that we are not living by faith. Perdition is ruin. Physical or spiritual, eternal. It's ruin. It's destruction. Okay? Waste. What is that? Pernicia. I think I'm saying that correctly. Bottom line is, it's bad. Okay? Now, with that understanding now, verse 39, then we go into chapter 11. But we are not of them that draw unto waste, ruin, loss. Because we don't draw back. Leave y'all, I guarantee you, bad things away. That's why I tell people, they don't understand what I be saying. Sometimes people don't understand what I mean. They think I be saying that from a perspective of making it about me. When I say these things, these scriptures are going through my mind, and I'm saying, okay, you get caught up in that if you want to. You're going to end up in a bad circumstance. You can't go any further unless your mind, you're saved on the kingdom. I'm just teaching scripture. I just say it in my own words sometimes. God said, stop trusting me and watch what happens. Man, please. I'm holding on to that profession. I'll be telling y'all, if you leave me, just kill me now. Y'all know I said it all the time. I have no purpose without y'all. I don't even want to be here. If y'all not going to use me, I ain't going to read me. I ain't die today if he ain't gonna use it. He said, no, I'm through with you. I said, well, take me on up out of here. I have no purpose. I won't be here. I'm going to fast my profession. And if the source now doesn't allow me to lean on him on a daily basis, I can't make it. So why waste time breathing air if I know I can't make it without the source? That's why I make those professions. God, if you're not going to lead me and guide me and deal with me, if I can't lean on you on a daily basis, if I can't live by faith, kill me now. And I mean it. I have no purpose outside of Yah's will in my life. Now, as we go into chapter 11 now, you start to see now we talk about this faith. Now when we get to verse 1, we understand. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Why? Because it's in Yah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My trust is in Yah. I have complete confidence. I don't need to see anything. When Yah says it, that's the way it's going to be. Then he starts to give us examples of it. Now look at the examples of people who live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Let's look at some examples of the just. And we'll see now how we're supposed to live. Remember, everybody go to verse 1.
But we came from Hebrews chapter 1 all the way through chapter 10. Now we're getting in the Hebrews 11 verse 1. So now we're understanding the full meaning of what verse 1 is, because now we have the foundation laid, which is Christ, to understand how we can go boldly to the Father in Christ. It's not about us just having all these things we're hoping for, because it lets us know that we have a source. Our hope is in Yah. So when we talk about the profession of our faith, we're going to Yah, being clear conscious from a perspective of sin. So my faith is not in all to go out to get all these things. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What things? Go back and look at all the things. It don't just open our mind up to anything. It has all to do with the kingdom, Yah, his son. So these are the things where my confidence in. I don't have a confidence to get a car, a house, or some money. My confidence is in Yah, who can bring all things that he said in his word to pass. He is faithful that promise. Let's look and see that the elders asked for cars and houses. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. How did they get good report? Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. You go to Genesis chapter 1 and you see how everything is framed. Okay? That's why it says, through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of Yah. Through faith what? By trusting Yah. So I don't care what NASA say. I don't care what some scientific books say. I don't care how they say the world was created. I lean on what Yah says. And he says that he spoke it into existence. So my faith is in what I understand and what he says. So I don't care what nobody else say about creation. Through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were made of things which do appear. Verse 4, by faith, Abel offered Yah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. The just shall live by faith. Yah saw the act of Abel in reference to him, and he said he is righteous. That's report. So it didn't say Cain gave all the tithe and offering, and then he got a Rolls Royce, and from the Rolls Royce he got, he said that, you know, he got a good report. That Jesus is good. So tithe is foolishness. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, Yah testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. When Cain killed Abel, his righteousness is speaking. Go read those scriptures where this was the thing when he asked what was his brother. He said, I don't know, I'm not my brother's people. He said, well, his blood is crying out. When you're the righteous, Yah is faithful that promise. Captain, nobody get away with anything. He said, because my righteous, they love will cry out. And trust me, I hear. And when I hear, I move. And I get you. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because Yah translated him. Enoch was translated, or what you see most Christians call raptured. Enoch was taken to heaven. He did die. But look at why he was taken. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because Yah had translated him. Why did Yah translate him? For before his translation, he had the testimony that he pleased Yah. How do you please Yah? The just shall live by faith. Enoch lived by faith. Somebody, Yah, come on up here, boy. You're so happy with you. Come on. living this way.
Remember what I'm saying? What happens when we when we depart from Yah? Or what the verse say? How did it stretch it? Draw back. Look what it says in verse 6. But without faith, that's drawn back. Faith is leaning on Yah. Without it, it's wavering or drawn away from Yah. Yah said, if you draw away from me, look at what he says. That's why he said, I have no pleasure in those that draw away from me. In Hebrews 10. Verse 6 says, for without faith, in other words, all of us who will not lean on Yah, will draw away from Yah to start having confidence in our own ability instead of trusting Him as our daily source. He says, but without faith, it's impossible. Wait a minute, I can do it just a little bit without it. I can waver. Yah said, without it, you live in that way. That means we can't jump in and out of this. Yah said, you have to live. Just live this way. And if you don't live this way, it's impossible. Please. Yah said, I have no pleasure in lukewarm. When he spoke to the churches in Revelation, he said, I got an issue with you. He said, you need a hot or cold. But you're lukewarm. You straddle. He said, I wish you were hot or cold. He said, but because you're lukewarm, because you're just in between, he said, I'll spit you out of my mouth. You disgust me. So what he says to us, if we don't live trusting him on a daily basis, God said, you're disgusting to me. Don't think you can please me. I don't think that you can ask me anything. It is impossible for you to satisfy me with your wishy-washy self, as he tells us, wavering in and out. He says, we're like the wave. You know how the wave do? Everybody's been to the ocean. Wave goes in, comes in the shore, it goes out. John said, that's what a wavering person is like. One minute they come in the shore, oh, wait a minute, they're going back out. John said, those kind of people can't believe. So he called that when he deals with us from a perspective of without faith it is impossible to please. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to Yah, if you're going to come to him, must believe that he is. You know how many people profess this? You know how many people profess this and don't really believe in it? You want me to tell you how to know you run across one? I used to be one. That's not my thing. Here's how to know for someone doesn't believe in Yah. When the going gets tough, they get to go. Y'all used to test me all the time. He'd be like, okay, y'all, I'm committed. I trust you this time. Y'all was like, okay, let me take that house then. Wait a minute. If you take my house, then I'm not doing it. I'm not even preaching anymore. Y'all said, see, there you go. Oh, wait a minute. You wavering, just wavering. You don't believe in me because I'm going to take it. I'm going to get that belief out of you. Everywhere where you don't believe in me, I'm going to deal with you. But without faith, it's impossible. Impossible. Okay, I'll define the word. Let's look at the word impossible. The word impossible means unable, weak. God said, without faith, we weak. Impossible, impotent. Couldn't do
do. Unable. And the inability comes because of weakness. You remember when Peter began to think? And the Savior asked him, he said, Peter, you have little faith. Where did you doubt? Where was it? At what time did you quit leaning on the Father? Have faith in Yah. Remember, Christ said, have faith in Yah. So when Peter got out and he said, if you be the Savior, bid me to come. Christ said, come. Peter's faith was in Yah to get to the Son. You gotta have faith in Yah to get to the Son. Scripture say he started to look and he see the wind bolstering, the waves going to and fro. The scripture say he began to think. The Savior pulled him up and asked him, where did you doubt? At what time did you quit leaning on Yah? At what time when you decided that you were doing this by your own ability? Okay. I want to stop at this verse. Verse 6 again, did the last time I read it. For without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to Yah must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's look at the word diligently, and we'll get ready to close if no one has anything else. Where diligently seek means to search out. Crave. God said, if you believe in me, crave me. I got to have him every day. I got to have him. I'm going to reveal the secret to y'all. Most of the time, and people who know me really well can verify what I'm saying. Most of the time, when you see me kind of running late, it's because I'm connected. A lot of time, I crave him so much, sometimes I just check out of him. 2 hours can go by just like that. And so since that crave is there, I'm always diligently seeking him. I'm always craving Yah. So he always dealing with me. And I don't pick the times when it happens a lot of times. So a lot of times when you see me moving kind of behind schedule, that's what it is a lot of times. Yah deal with me all day long in different areas. A lot of times. And I wouldn't have it any other way. That's why I always make the statement when people say you late, I'd be like, no, I'm not. I'm here the time I should be. Okay. I was diligent seeking Yah, I just don't tell everybody that. My diligence called him to still be in some areas and he got me off for hours or something. That time. So when you see me show up, it's because he had hindered me. I'll say it that way. And I mean that in a good way. I like the way he hinders. Because sometimes that hindering is keeping me from ending up being in danger down the road. And I can feel it when he's delaying. But sometimes I'll be in the area, he keeps pulling, and I say, okay, God, let me just sit down somewhere because I can feel that you're delaying me. You're slowing me down from purpose. I feel it sometimes. Last time reading it, but without faith, it is impossible to see him. For he that cometh to Yah must believe that he is, a rewarder. Look at the word rewarder. Find all these wonderful words in here. A remunerator. I want to go a little deeper with that. A remunerator, deliver, recompense, restore. Okay. Those are the words that's associated with the word rewarder. Okay. Yah said, I'll give you something. I'll restore some things. Okay? You must believe that I'll restore things. Okay? You see the difference in the words when we look at it from Yah's perspective. So when you look at the rewarder, it is a restoration type of deal. So it goes all the way back into chapter 10. He hasn't left the thought of that. You get people, they get in chapter 11 and they start thinking about all the wonderful stuff they can get when chapter 11 is still connected to chapter 10 and chapter 9 and chapter 8 and chapter 7. It is all about dealing with the sin and all that. When I go to Yah, I go boldly to the throne of grace, knowing that in faith he rewards me for my righteousness, restoration. It takes me completely, Hebrews 11 and 1 takes me completely out of my selfishness. Because from reading the other chapters now, verse 1 through verse 5 and all the rest of these verses now become clear. And I have to witness this now to give me the example of the things that they reported to show that their confidence was in Yah. So I never read Hebrews 11, verse 1, with the perspective of using my faith in order to get things that I'm hoping for. There's only one hope that I have, and that is the hope of my salvation in Christ. The rest of it is gone to me. It's all said and done. That is my only hope. It is in the promise by which was made to me that if I put my faith in the Son, from the perspective of the redemptive work that he has done for me, being the high priest, the sacrificial lamb, and the King of kings and Lord of lords, if I put my complete trust and confidence in that, then I can walk in the covenant that he established, that he has established, the new covenant that he's established with me through him. My faith is in that. Now faith is my substance for that promise and the evidence that are not seen. I don't see my salvation, but I'm confident that I got it, though. I'm trying to see no house, no car with verse 1. I'm trying to see Jesus with verse 1. I said Jesus that time. I don't say Yahushua, but it was more effective when I said Jesus. I didn't see Jesus with verse 1. I didn't see no house and cars and things and stuff getting it, cooking the donuts and all that kind of stuff. I didn't see Jesus verse 1. I want to see it. My substance and my thing hope for is in Christ. I don't need the rest of this stuff. Go ahead, man. Don't let me quit without you working with me now. You know how we roll? Romans chapter 1. Make sure you're loud enough for everybody to hear.
Starting at verse 16.
Let me put it up where they can see it. Romans 1, verse 16. Okay.
But in the context of which you just said,
go ahead.
It says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And it says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, just shall live by faith.
Now, go back to verse. Now remember, we just came from Hebrews 10, verse 38, the just shall live by faith. We went into Hebrews 11, verse 1, and we're talking about faith is some of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Paul turns around and uses the same set of passages, but he's telling you what the faith is, what the faith should be. What our whole profession of our faith is about. It is not about getting candy, cooking, and doing the house and calling and all that. What is it about, Elder? Read it again. Verse 16.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God the salvation to everyone that believes.
That's the faith. That's the faith. Keep on.
I read it earlier in this lesson, but I got this understanding for the first time, right? So, again, it says to the Jew first and also to the Greek, and it says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Christ that therein is referring to the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
So, in the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
Yes.
Then he goes on to say that the preacher just shall live by faith.
Live by faith. This whole thing is about the kingdom. It is the Son revealing to us His Father. It is the Son revealing to us the Father by the action which He had taken as the high priest and the sacrifice, and He is now the King. He is now the high priest sitting in the heavenly tabernacle, and we are living by faith based upon everything that is written about Him and what He has done. Verse 1 is not about us trying to get candy cooking and other houses, cars, and most of my baby's beds and mixes and all these things, and money, and all these other things that people compare from Hebrews 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. The whole book of Hebrews is about Christ. See Christ, you see God. It is the gospel of Christ. Go ahead, Ellie. Okay. Just read 16 and 17 again, and then we'll close.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of Yah unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of Yah revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Just shall live by faith in the gospel of Christ, because it is the power unto salvation. Live in His word, live by His word. It is the avenue by which we understand that we have salvation, or victory, wholeness, deliverance, pureness, a clear conscience. We live this way. I crave it every day. I got to have His word. Okay? Y'all got it? Any questions coming? You good? Everybody understand it? Okay. Father, y'all, we just glorify You again as You reveal to us a wonderful understanding of what faith truly is. And we thank You that You have given us the wisdom to see the written word that reveals the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we just bless You for that. We thank You that He has made it all possible through His obedience to You, God. And we glorify You, because from this day forth we have a clear conscience, knowing that we believe in His word, we believe in the gospel concerning Him. And we thank You, Yah, for Your wisdom in sending us perfect sacrifice, and the perfect high priest, and the perfect King to make us, to give us the opportunity to come boldly to You. We bless You for that. In His name we pray. Amen. All right.